opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott and Jared at the helm. 605-4567 is our phone number and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 6th of November, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And let me give you the weather. Oh, if
good
I did,
morning.
Then it would slap me.
No. No, you can do the weather. You want to read it?
No. You all do right. It so much better.
Okay, Curly.
You know what? You're the only one I know that can make weather sound. Yeah. Yes.
Well, you know what? We're looking. We like to be in four seasons. I don't know about you. I mean, I don't live in Palm Springs for a reason. I love our mountains, and I love it. Even during Snowmageddon, yeah, it put us all out, but it was something, you know, it was like a, it was an event, you know. Yeah, we slid all over the place, and yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, so we look forward to having a wet winter, which means that, you know, we're going to have a fabulous, spring. Anyway, I want to tell you what's happening today. Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have chance of showers today with our highs of 60. Now, we live downtown and we have a view of the mountains and we could see that coming through, over the mountains. So a slight chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy tonight with 42.
It's cloudy out there. It actually looks like we could actually have rain here in
2020. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 61 and chance of showers tomorrow night, overnight lows of 35. Sunday calls for 56 and mostly clear Sunday night with 35. Now we're getting close to frost at that point. So if you've got those plants that need to have covers and stuff, just be mindful of that. And Monday will be 59, overnight lows of 34, and Tuesday 59. But we're just caring about right now what's happening with the weekend and what your activities are and what you're doing. Yes, and we're supposed to be going into the purple tier. We'll tell you about that later, what that means as far as what we can look forward to. And the weather's brought to you by...
can't look forward to anything in the purple tier.
Well, what I'm saying is that be prepared for. I met a girlfriend yesterday. Up at Starbucks, just because she said, you know, where are we going to meet? It's common area. She was walking over there quickly. I'm just going to give you a quick story. So what she did was, wow, it was closed. The only way you could get through was through the drive-thru. And so many people just walked up the door and went, what? You know, it was closed. I think you could do takeout orders, but that means that they had to come to the front of the door in order to do deliveries. But I just jumped in the car with her. We drove through and then we sat out front. So that kind of thing is what we can maybe look forward to until again another shift. And, God only knows what the other shift will be and hopefully it's back down. Anyway, a moment this morning we have with us our Haven Humane. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. That's right. We have to always love our sponsors who have been with us since day one, and they always they sponsor the weather. But let's go to someone that we partner with, and we really believe in the humane idea of a shelter that is going so quickly into the no-kill. One of the areas is definitely no-kill. And we're just so happy to see that so many animals have been being adopted actually during the pandemic. And Jim, you're here with us today with a beautiful specimen. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm here today with Buddy. He is almost solid white pit bull mix, as you guys have already noticed this morning. Let's call him exuberant.
Exuberant is a good word for here we go.
No, he knew his name.
He heard me talking. Now
yeah, we're talking about him. Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name?
Buddy.
Buddy. Okay. Now, Buddy will crawl over here underneath the table and lick my ankle here in a minute.
But you know, Jim, let's just talk about the fact that, you know, he's been in the kennel for a while, and I believe in most every dog, that once they get into a home, and they have a routine, just like a child, You know, they have a little bit of kennel madness, yes. You know, craziness after being in there for a while. And so we're just trying to get Buddy adopted.
I think madness is the wrong word.
If anybody was enclosed, a lot of people are going through COVID madness. So let's just kind of a word that I...
Well, you know what? Imagine that Tony has been locked up for 4 or 5 months, just like we have. We are all doing some strange things. You're right. You know what? Yeah, I think it can...
Buddy may have a new...
He wants to take himself for a walk.
Buddy has taken the leash and is going to take himself for a walk outside. Now, how old is Buddy?
Buddy's about 4 years old.
4 years old. He's full of enthusiasm. And you know what? And you think, okay, a dog this enthusiastic, when he came over and all he wanted to do was sniff my fingers, lick my hand, and he goes, let's go! And now Linda's over there with him. He's a good dog. He probably weighs what?
What do you think? 60 pounds, maybe?
60 pounds.
Yeah.
He's got long legs. He can. He's not a squatty pity cross. He's got a long white tail, like the rest of his body is white. Does he get along with everybody? Or, I mean, have you had him around kids?
So here, he's a special dog.
Okay.
I keep saying that when I bring a dog here. But he's one of our long-term dogs. He's been with us since June. He was adopted once before, and they had to bring him back because he was just... Sorry. I dropped the leash. I didn't want him to run off. Anyway, he was just really protective of his family.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't feel comfortable having guests over and stuff like that. So
okay.
He's very loving, but he's looking for a house. Hope maybe like a single person who just really is going to devote all their attention to him. I'm getting lots of faces because of the way he's shaking my leash around over here. He's ready for me to take him out of here.
Yeah, you know what? He is full of exuberance. He's not a mean dog by any means. Does he get along with them? Does he get along with other people? How about cats?
Probably
not.
He's only an only pet.
This is an only pet. You know what?
Somebody's up for a challenge and they want to have a buddy.
We ought to be Facebooking this live right now.
If somebody wants to have, this is like Johnny Carson with the raccoon that pooped on his head, you know, in the middle of a, you know. But anyway, no, seriously, it's just a funny moment because, you know, but anyway, if somebody wants a buddy.
It's unscripted.
And they're willing.
I just saw.
And they want to take the time.
Buddy jumped up.
He's playing, actually.
He's playing over our table here, but he's got the leash in his mouth. And now Jim's got to try and get the leash back out of his mouth. So this is, okay, look, if you're a single person and you're looking for something, for a pet that is going to give you love and be your buddy, and this is the dog, and one that you can take out for walks and runs, preferably runs, that'll run alongside you. He's protective.
Yeah.
But again, this is for a single family, husband, wife, or two people, or one. Was that him?
Yeah, he's playing. But anyway, he's a little bit of a puller. So if you're like the type of person that wants to sit in a cart and have somebody pull you, this he needs a job. He's one of those dogs that needs to have a job.
Yeah, he's doing this because I'm just sitting here
yeah.
killing him.
Yeah, exactly. So he's very active. And anyway, let's talk a little bit quickly about Haven Humane, some of the hot points today.
Hot deals out there?
Well, we just got our Stuff the Bus barrels dropped off yesterday.
Okay.
So probably Monday we'll start asking for new unwrapped children's toys for the Stuff the Bus drive.
Great.
And we'll give you $25 off your adoption fee if you bring in a new unwrapped children's toy. Now, I say children's toy because we always won't have people bringing in dog toys for us. But these are for the kids of the North State.
The human toy.
These are for children.
Exactly.
Human beings.
So starting Monday, bring in a toy with you after you call us to make an appointment. We're seeing everybody by appointment only. You talked about the purple tier. We have to follow those guidelines as well. So give us a call at 241-1653 to make an adoption appointment. You can see all our available animals at our website, havenhumane.org. And you can also contact us through the website to make your appointment.
Thank you, Jim. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for your...
Yeah.
I know you're doing a media run today and you're off to someplace new, but we appreciate Haven Humane and all that you do for our community.
And Buddy,
Yeah, we appreciate all your support.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know what? We've been betting pretty much 100% on getting our animals adopted out of here. And, you know, Buddy is going to make somebody a great pet.
Sure.
I mean, and it's not going to be for if you're a couch potato, you know, Buddy needs a job. He needs to have a yard to run around in and something like that. But if you are active and like to walk, probably if you maybe had a, you know, an older kid or something like that, this dog's going to be great for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and you know what? It's nothing but a huge smile on Buddy's face.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Give him a look.
All right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. 7:15 in the morning, and gosh, what, 55 degrees out there?
And when we come back, I know you guys want to call in. I know people need to let off some steam, and we're also going to be talking about what's going on with the election. And Doug Lamalfa will be calling in at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and I think Dr. Pamela Danuk is going to be rolling in here today.
Great.
We'll see. A lot of stuff going on. We'll be right back.
Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals is taking part in Operation Holiday Salute by thanking our local veterans for their service. Snow's is your complete celebration headquarters, proudly serving Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties. They provide decorations and rentals for your special event, including weddings, corporate and business events, memorials, and gatherings. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call today, 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
KCNR 96.5 FM and KCNR1460.com and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season by offering Operation Holiday Salute 2020. During the months of November and December, we are offering a discounted advertising package including one live appearance during Free Fire Radio for businesses that support our veterans. And the best part is, a portion of that package price goes to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR today at 530-605-4565.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We'll be right back.
And good morning and welcome to our Friday edition here of Free Fire Radio with yours truly, Linda Bott and Carl. And we are going to be covering a lot of stuff this morning. We have Congressman
good morning, everybody.
LaMalfa calling in on Friday. Yeah, excuse me, at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Yeah. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, of course, and recognized by the Watson Health Institute. It's also one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It has a Da Vinci surgical robotic system, which means, of course, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. They have it all, and some very, very caring people there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Okay, now, waiting for our guest to show up. I hope I got it correct.
Well, I want to talk to you about something that came up in the Washington Post. Republican women were among the biggest winners of Tuesday's balloting, breaking a record for House non-incumbent victories and closing in on the record high for the chamber. The center said that Republican women have already set a new record for non-incumbent House winners, with 12 women elected in 2020 so far, surpassing the previous record of 9 set in 2010. So I think that no matter what happens in who actually takes the winning role of president, that is something that we can celebrate, okay? Also in the headlines, you know, I had this discussion last night about we get news feeds from all different kinds of sources. And I try to look at 5 or 6 of what is being the news feed. So whatever the news feeds are, we're supposed to go from that, which we really don't know, and I can attest to this because I'm going to just give you a quick example. When I lived in Hong Kong and I was performing in Hong Kong, I would sit down at the table with all of these people that were international and have dinner, and it was a very internationally driven place, of course. And people would talk about things that did not hit the United States days later. And by the time it actually hit the United States, God only knows what happened within those couple of days of the hearing about it in Hong Kong through, I was sitting with French, Japanese, Chinese, British, you know, it was just an array of different people that, that became my friends over there. So that's just kind of an example, is that we sit here in Reading and we're in these news feeds. You know, I guess you have to try to draw to some conclusions yourself, because I don't think every single word on any of the news feeds is exactly correct.
I don't think it's the hard part is that you don't trust the media because of they're obviously not all the media, of course, not all the media, because there's been a bias against Trump for 4 years, and they want. Is for him not to be reelected. And, you know, frankly, when people get to the point and they say that he wasn't really our president because that pesky Electoral College, and they were wrong, just as they were wrong this time, you know, with the polling. And for weeks, it's been Biden ahead by 10 points everywhere across the nation. Well, of course, it was all fake. It was all false. The polling was extremely wrong in most of the polling, you know, most of these big polls. Oh, ahead by 10 points in Pennsylvania. Oh, ahead by 15 points in Nevada. Well, it's not true. None of it was true, but yet that's what the media was hanging their hat on. Oh, look at the polls, and Trump's wrong. And you know what? He really shouldn't have been president because, you know, he didn't win the popular vote. Well, guess what? It's not the popular vote that counts. It's Electoral College. Why? Because a democracy can turn into a mob. Remember, democracy gave you slavery. Democracy gives you Jim Crow laws, gives you segregation. That's democracy. It's done those things. I'm not saying that a free and open society, no, but Electoral College, we're a republic. So for 4 years, they've been saying he's illegitimate, and they've done everything they can to get Trump out of there. They even impeached him on something that Joe Biden has been involved in. Now, would Joe Biden be impeached? Do you think if the Senate, and now here's another thing. You know, on election night and for 2 days afterwards, the Republicans held the Senate. Well, guess what? Now it's getting close again. And why? Because after they came in and they saw the numbers that were needed, all of a sudden there's more and more ballots coming in. Now, if they're legal ballots, I have no problem with that. Those should be counted. But do you truly believe, even in your Democratic or Republican hearts or independent hearts, do you really, really believe there was nothing nefarious going on in this election? I mean, Occam's razor says the simplest answer is the right answer. Okay, the simplest answer is, oh, the election holds. That all these votes that were coming in, and they were by the millions, everybody knew there was going to be problems with it. Because some states, all of a sudden, you know, 3 weeks or a month before, 2 months before, said, okay, we're going to go, we have to go by vote by mail. Well, the postal system wasn't set up for it. The electoral systems aren't setting up. But the questions I have is, why aren't the poll watchers being allowed to come in and watch them count? Why are they having to stay 60 or 70 feet away? If they're trying to count the ballots, well, we don't want people hovering over them. Well, that's kind of the reason why. And if you go back, if you remember the 2000 race with Gore and with Bush, there were cameramen in there, and you have all these photos of people looking at that hanging chad.
Right.
Was it really pushed out? I mean, it's ridiculous, first of all. The second thing is that if the Republicans do hold the Senate, and it kind of looks like that now, but with Georgia and Pennsylvania, with the numbers shifting, and Nevada is still only 75% counted, and Alaska's at, 60%. Alaska will hold, and so if the Senate is held by the Republicans, and with these increases by the Republicans in the House, it will be at least, if Biden gets elected, he's going to have to work with people. And that's that, my friends, is what you hope for. That at least then, if he wants to get anything through, he's going to have to work with the Senate.
Well, according
because I tell you what, Republicans they're not backing Trump on this thing that it's a fraudulent election, but what they are saying is every legal vote needs to be counted. If it's not, you know, how are they really looking at them and saying, this signature doesn't match? And are you tossing that out? They did in Shasta County.
Mm. Well, according to, I've just gone on to Breitbart, this is out of CBS News, Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman on Trump's baseless fraud claims. He says there isn't any fraud. He knows that. They can send 1,000 lawyers to Pennsylvania if they want. It's not going to change the underlying dynamic because this race was conducted with absolute integrity. Do you feel, I'm wondering, the American people, do you feel, our listeners, that there was integrity with the voting situation? I can only tell you that our vote, okay, this is what happened. When we stood in line, okay, there's the coronavirus, the six feet apart, and we showed up with our ballots already filled out, but we wanted to, you had to stand in line in order to sign your name in the book, where your address is, and then go from the book over to the machine, slide your ballot in the machine, hear the ding, or the bell, or whatever you want to call it, and get your I voted, and then leave. Okay, so we stood in line, and there was a long process because it was confusing.
Well, it was confusing because people came in there without their ballots.
Right.
And if they came in without their ballots, even though they'd been mailed to them, and they said, oh, we had them, we left them at home, we just thought we could get them here,
mm-hmm.
That slows down the process.
Right.
If it hadn't been for that, you and I had walked in, signed our names, ding.
But we
and
almost...
And other people were walking in and dropping their ballots off.
Exactly, but my point for us was that we almost walked away from not signing our names because we started talking to the lady, and then you said, aren't we supposed to sign our name? If we did not sign our name in that book, our votes wouldn't have been.
Well,
so there's all kinds of this moving, like there's a phonetic kind of energy that's happening with everything around this election anyway.
Well, let me tell you what happens. Like if something happens and it doesn't match, like your signature doesn't match, Shasta County will come back to you with a letter and saying your signature didn't match. We need to make sure that, you know, we need you to re-sign this. So at least you're being reached out to, because a lot of times signatures change, especially when they get their, especially when kids are 16 and they get their license, and now it's age 25, and they say they're voting, and their signatures change. Mostly it's young people, not older people, but mostly young people. But they're still checking that. But here's the question is, and that was a good question, Linda. Do you feel that overall, in this country, that the election was fair? Fair, that the right ballots are being, I say the right ballots, the legal ballots are being counted, or do you think, like we're seeing in some areas here, that that some of these ballots are just being pushed in there, just being pushed in, and they're not legal ballots?
And also in Arizona, according to what I'm reading here, Trump continues to gain at a pace that's just shy of what he needs to take the state, but close enough that you can't rule out the possibility that he squeaks it out. We'll have a better idea in the next wave of Maricopa votes.
Yeah, Maricopa is the large area down there. Now, Pennsylvania, where he was up six points, he's down behind now by 1,000 votes. And North Carolina, he's still holding. And in Georgia, yep, they're back up again. Now, who would have thought that Georgia and North Carolina were going to be toss-up states for the Republicans? But then again, it's not Republican as it is Trump. But we got to take a quick break here. Hey, go to bed 15 minutes earlier for a few, when we're getting ready for this time change.
Well, we've
been going to bed. You know, last night,
at
8 o'clock, it was like, okay, this day is over.
No, I was so done. And tonight, because you're going to be teaching a class all day tomorrow, I'm just going to keep poking your head in, because usually you like to stay up Friday late. But there's,
not tonight.
You know, it's just one of those, with the weather change. And you know what? We sleep so well in our Sleep Number bed. And we talk about this every morning because we do love it. And we want you to be healthy and alive and present.
And present. Well, that's what happens, and because this is November, Sleep Number is making some great deals for our veterans and our military. And, some of their things is like 54% of military wives in the study said their daytime functioning was often impaired due to sleep problems. They're sleeping less than their civilian counterparts. This is the spouses. This is the wives of military service members. One of the ways that can really help you sleep, if you lower the bedroom temperature, and now with the temperatures being the way they are, you can just kind of crack those windows open and get into the 60s in your bedroom where you sleep better. And right now, during a Veterans Day sale, you can save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base through Wednesday. Exclusive offers also available for military members. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Our Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. See what it's like. My Sleep Number setting is 55.
And my Sleep Number setting is, last night, 35.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Tell you to run. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. You see, you're gonna, I'm gonna stop saying that in, on December 14th.
It's because 11.
It'll be, we're going into 11 then. So
we're
not gonna say that because 10 years was a big
right.
deal.
Right, it really is. But I mean, now that it's 11, I think that's really a big deal. And we've had people with us since the very beginning, some of our sponsors, and very much so veteran-owned and know what it is to be a business and have to go through the ups and downs. And we started in 2009 when it was not a good time. But we were just driven because we were not going to be bullied out by corporate.
Nope. And this our Estate Granite is a veteran-owned business. He runs this business himself with a couple of employees. He's been doing custom altering of, remodeling. I don't like the word altering. It's remodeling homes in Shasta County and beyond for over 16 years. Mike Huber. Both of his sons are in the military. He is so proud
his
of
twins.
Them. His twins. He is so proud of them. And they're not, they're in, one's in a nuclear program, in the Navy, and the other one's working in a, well, let's just say special ops.
Yeah. Right at 19.
At 19. Yeah, they're both 19 years old.
And, you know, and they're climbing up the ladder.
He's turning wrenches on a, like on a nuclear, you know, power thing. Yeah. So, you know, this is great. Anyway, but that's Mike Huber, and he does fantastic, fantastic work. He's done our house. He's done so many others that we know, and it's nothing but pure artistry. So give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. Let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I'll tell you if it's good or not.
That's funny, Carl. I was just reading Shasta Kovic on your website on the chat room. A postal worker caught, arrested at Canadian border with a box of undelivered ballots. And on down, two postal workers have come forward with whistleblower info so far. More on deck. If you go to Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's website, they've got numerous videos of people undercover, people coming forward talking about voter fraud.
Well, one of those, Project Veritas, was a postal worker literally giving a handful of ballots to this undercover guy, giving them to him.
Says, the point I'm trying to make is, I look around here locally, and I believe that less than 1% of the crime in Reading is solved. So if you said just these people that are coming forward are even 10% of the problem, this voter fraud's got to be a lot more flagrant. There's voter fraud going on that we'll never hear about.
And no, because it's done really well. It's done.
Yes.
You know, crimes that are committed that aren't solved is because they've done them well. Now, there's a lot more than 1% of the crime solved here.
And, I don't think so. Absolutely not.
Oh, come on.
I don't think. Well,
why do you think we've got 240
crimes that aren't
people?
Even reported?
Well, you know what? And there's a danger of that. That's true. But I would say the well over 60% or so.
Well, what do you base that on, Carl?
I base that on just the way I feel right now. And in a couple of minutes,
well,
I may
I
say
feel
70.
Like you're mistaken.
Well, okay.
What
tell me why only
1%.
No, Nick. Tell me only why 1% is solved.
Because of my experience here, I have been burglarized 4 times over the last 10 years. I had an attempted home invasion about 6 months ago. None of those were solved. I didn't see a lot of effort put into solving them. It has gotten to where we don't have a jail, so sometimes it's just let's take a report and maybe something will turn up. They don't have a bunch of Columbos out there solving crimes anymore, whatever the reason may be. I'm not knocking the police. I know they're doing the very best they can, but they don't have a lot to work with anymore.
Well, you know what? The question is, do we need a new jail? Absolutely. So, okay.
That
hey, Nick, we got.
The question. The question was, what do I base that on? And that's what I base it on. My cars have been gone through at least a half a dozen times, and probably times I don't even know about, and I don't report those. So, well, yes, I would say 1%. Okay, let's make it 10%.
Well,
that's not enough.
We have to run. We got somebody else on the line.
Thanks,
Nick.
Thanks for letting me on. Bye.
Okay. No, you know, you need to. And he's right. You know, there's things that are coming out now. But is it where the, you know, was it in the millions of votes? However, Ron, good morning. What do you think?
Yes. Good morning. I've got a question. Do you guys get information on the other states? And the reason I'm asking that question, there was Martha McSally. I think she's for Arizona.
Yeah, she was running for senator from Arizona against a guy named Kelly, who is really a gun control guy.
Right. I think his wife was the one that was shot.
Yes. His wife was shot at that. She was a congresswoman and was attacked by that guy who shot her and several other people.
So anyhow, I wondered if Martha McSally actually made it. And there's one more person that...
No, Kelly has been projected the winner there. Over McSally, he's got like a 5-point lead.
But they're
still counting votes there. But they've projected him as the winner.
Okay. Then there was a guy named Dan Crenshaw, and I think he's a Republican from Texas. I wonder if he made it also.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Crenshaw made it. He's pretty well liked. I'll go back and check that. But the all the money they spent in Texas, thinking they could make Texas a blue state, absolutely backfired on them. All the money they spent in Florida backfired on them. All the money they spent in South Carolina to unseat Lindsey Graham backfired. All the money they spent trying to get Susan Collins out of there, Maine, that backfired on them. They've spent hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and probably up to $1 billion in Florida. And Florida went strong Republican this time. But you know what? Look at Georgia. Georgia, which used to be the bastion of Republican, is now there. You know, it's shading Biden now, as is Pennsylvania. Though Trump was ahead in Pennsylvania a couple of days ago by 6 points, and now Biden's got him, I think, by 1,000 votes right now. See, this is the thing: if you feel like if it comes out, and this is going to court, this is just going to go to court, and hopefully we'll find out by the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
Remember Gore and Bush went on. Gore went on for 34 days fighting this thing. This thing hasn't even started yet.
Okay, thank you for your call, and definitely want to bring this up, that this is out of tweet. This election is not over. This is from the Trump campaign, by the way. This election is not over. The false projection of Joe Biden as the winner is based on results in 4 states that are far from final. Georgia, this is actually from Matt Morgan, who is the general counsel for the Trump campaign. 4 states that are far from final. Georgia is headed for recount, where we are confident we will find ballots improperly harvested and where President Trump will ultimately prevail. There are many irregularities in Pennsylvania, including having election officials prevent our volunteer legal observers from having meaningful access to vote counting locations. We prevail in court on our challenge, but we were deprived of valuable time and denied the transparency we were entitled to under state law. In Nevada, there appear to be thousands of individuals who improperly cast mail ballots. Finally, the president is on course to win Arizona outright, despite the irresponsibility and erroneous calling of the state for Biden by Fox News and the Associated Press. Biden is relying on those states for his phony claim on the White House, but once the election is final, reading all the tweets on the right side, both left and right.
Oh my gosh, you know what?
They're crazy.
My favorite one in our chat room is conservatives don't like kittens. And then the answer to that was Republicans like the Constitution. So, I mean, really, I like kittens. I'm not sure I'm a Republican anymore. I think I'm really leaning into this libertarian type of stuff.
Here's a recent one, Sean Hannity.
Justice
Department tells prosecutors armed federal agents can be sent to examine ballot counting locations.
Okay.
This is from Sean Hannity from 1 hour ago.
Well, we'll see what happens. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, where I was at yesterday. Trish Clark and I were there on our RABA and veterans, salute to the veterans, where we collected money from people as they came through and donated. And I just like to give big shouts out to everybody that came through, including to one of our listeners who we had not met before. You remember Linda's teriyaki cake? Remember, she talked about it, how she'd run over teriyaki. Of course, it was left in the gutter, and when she pulled up, it splashed teriyaki sauce into her wheel, into the brakes. So we took it down to
Nissan.
To Crown Motors, and they know Linda down there. And, first of all, they said, well, what's that stuff right there? Well, Linda reaches down and scrapes it off and goes, teriyaki. And I reached down and scraped it off.
You touched that?
Yeah, I reached down, scraped it off, and I said, smells like teriyaki to me.
I smell everything.
And I asked the guy, I said, you want to smell it? And he goes, no. He says, not in your life. Anyway, it was teriyaki sauce. And then somebody came by and left this really cute
note
on our, carport there. Thank you. And it said, from the Navy to the Marines, hope that Linda recovers from the teriyaki incident. And I met him yesterday, and what a fine guy he is.
Shout out,
so,
hello.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Lives on our street, so yeah, thanks a lot there. But Cornerstone Community Bank is community-oriented. We were there because they wanted to provide their parking lot. It's in a main area there at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They have taken care of their customers. They reached out and helped people that weren't their customers during the early part of COVID with the Paycheck Protection Program. Cornerstone Community Bank. They want you to move your dreams forward, and they want to help you. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings. Slow
down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. We got 8 more minutes of open line if you want to call in and tell us what you think about what happened in the election. And it is the 6th of November, 7:53 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. It's going to be a possible chance of rain. Look out there. There's actually clouds in the sky.
We got to bring this guy to Reading, okay? That is Casey and the Sunshine Band. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield. Okay, this guy, Crackmaster, located on 273, will fix...
3208 South Market Street.
All right, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be winter. We're upon winter. Get in your car, put on the heater. Okay, you go from cold to hot. This is when your cracks and your chips grow. Same as in the summer, when you put on the air conditioning. So you want to get that fixed, especially if you're planning on doing a drive or anything that's going to be, you don't want to be out somewhere and all of a sudden have this big crack that goes into across your windshield. So give Jeff a call, 241-8373. Now, Sharpies.
Okay, I got a phone call. I don't know if I've talked about this, but I got a phone call from a listener and said, Carl, I voted with the Sharpie. Should I be worried? Because down in Arizona, you see that they're saying is that The Sharpies aren't, you know, made it so they weren't counted. Well, let me lay your fears, if you had any, to rest.
For Shasta County.
For Shasta County. I called the Shasta County court, clerk, and I was told clearly that if you used a Sharpie, your vote was counted. There was no problem with it. They were handing Sharpies out at the polling places. So if you used a Sharpie, don't worry about it. Your vote counts. At least in Shasta County, our system is set up so it accepts that. Now, we go back into this where, you know, why would, you know, if there is fraud, is it systematic fraud throughout the nation? And there's nothing that shows that to me that it is. Now, was there fraud in areas? I'm sure there was. Was there fraud on both sides? Maybe. You know, the thing that gets me, though, is that, as I've said earlier, is that the media and many people believe because Trump won the electoral college, but not the popular vote, that he wasn't really the president. So anything goes. The polls that were going on for so long, they were saying he was so far behind. Facebook and Twitter stepping into it and taking people's tweets and their Facebook posts off. Mainly conservative, not all conservative, but mainly conservative. Is, you know, that to me is, if Facebook and Twitter does that, guys, you're no longer a social media platform. Now you're publishers. Now you're editorializing things that are on there, and you're stifling the free speech of Americans. And when you do that, you can't be covered by this, oh, we're just a social media platform, and we need all those tax breaks, and blah, 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 blah. And Zuckerberg is a billionaire many times over, as is the Twitter guy. You know what? You got to stand up here. And if you're going to do that, then just say it. Hey, we're publishers. We fall under different rules. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you two. How you doing?
Good, thank
well,
you.
Well, you know what? I'm just waiting to see what happens here in the next day or two. And, I've kind of said, okay, it looks like Trump's in trouble. But now I'm starting to hear that, you know, those senators, those spots we held may not, you know, we may not hold them. And now that bothers me a lot. Because if Biden gets in, and we hold and the Republicans hold the Senate, then at least, you know, they're going to have to work together. But if Biden wins and they get the Senate, that means they've got two branches of our government. The only one they don't have is the judicial branch. So that's kind of scary.
Yeah, actually, I was calling in about you were talking about voter fraud and you were talking about what we're doing here in Shasta County. Bob Holsinger, who heads up the team for the Election Integrity California group. He has 10 people on his team. They observe the polls. He spoke to a group of us last night. And he has some amazing stuff to bring forward. You had mentioned, for example, the people who went in who maybe didn't have their mail-in ballot with them and they had to make the phone call. Well, that line was so busy that most people had to drive over to the elections office and try to get their ballot cast. But there's a lot of very interesting things that he could bring up. You might want to have him on the program.
I talked to him, and probably I'll do that here soon. I talked to him, and he said he thought that it was handled pretty well, and that there was that the things that the problems they had were in the because people not bringing the ballots in after they've been mailed to them. But he said everything else. He thought Kathy Darlin Allen did a great job.
Well, it's got really nothing. What he brings forward is the problems that we've had across the United States. Shasta County, we actually had, you know, 10 poll watchers. I mean, you know, we had people that were in there from Bob's group. But, you know, a lot of the other states didn't have that. And when they didn't have that, some of the things that Bob will talk about will be the things that they can get away with in fraud and why there is fraud and what happens in the entire system. It's very interesting, and I think it'd make for good education for all of us. Shasta County was sort of in a bubble. I mean, you know, we voted for Trump. You know, we had hundreds of cars last week doing a cruise for Trump.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
saw that. And that was and we did. We went heavy for Trump. In fact, we went heavier for Trump than we did for other Republicans that were running.
Two quick things. One is Washington, D.C. folks were all the people who work for the government, most of them live, went 93% for Biden.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
The other thing is, too, is really and truly, I mean, you can say, well, you know, this too shall pass. Well, it may and it may not. Point is if Biden gets in, we're in a world of hurt.
Okay, and we'll end the show, the first hour, on that. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Have a great day, you too.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The vote count goes on in four key battleground states, and the presidency hangs in the balance. In Georgia and Pennsylvania, Joe Biden has pulled into the lead. He's ahead by a slim margin, but the president is a fighter. He's not giving up the legal battle, and recounts are all but certain. Mr. Trump blaming biased news media polls for suppressing GOP turnout.
The president says pollsters got the election ridiculously wrong in both the White House race and congressional contests. He says the polls weren't only wrong, they were phony.
Fake polls were designed to keep our voters at home, create the illusion of momentum for Mr. Biden.
The president highlights Florida and Ohio, states that he won, where polls showed him losing to Joe Biden. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And how did the COVID-19 pandemic impact the race for the White House?
An AP analysis looked at 376 counties with the highest number of coronavirus cases per capita. 93% of those counties backed the president. Most were in rural areas in Montana, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and Wisconsin.
Correspondent Ed Donahue. The nation's unemployment rate dropped last month, even as hiring continued to slow.
The Labor Department reports unemployment fell to 6.9% in October, a full percentage point lower than September. That drop came as employers added 638,000 jobs. While a solid number, that's a drop from September, the fourth straight monthly decline, and far fewer than needed to regain the jobs lost to the recession that was brought on by the coronavirus pandemic.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are trading lower right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 105 points. The Nasdaq off 73. The S&P is down 13 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. I'm still not famous, but you might remember that I started Harry's because I was tired of overpaying for razors. It always felt like big brands were taking advantage of us. Every time they improved something back then, prices seemed to go up. At Harry's, we take a different approach. Today, I'm proud to introduce our sharpest blades ever, available at the same price as before, as low as $2 each. They're a new, sharper version of our German-engineered blades. Guys who shave 4 days a week have told us that with our new blades, their eighth shave is as smooth as their first. And we stand by that, with a 100% money-back quality guarantee at Harry's.com. Millions have already made the switch to Harry's, and we hope you will too, with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set featuring our new, sharper blade, a weighted razor handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to Harry's.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 3388.
German police have raided the homes and businesses of four people linked to the ISIS sympathizer who carried out a deadly attack in Vienna, Austria this week.
The authorities say while the men aren't currently suspected of involvement in Monday's shootings, in which four people and the gunman were killed, there's evidence that they had links to the attacker. Austria officials have identified the attacker as 20-year-old Quirtim Fezulay, a dual national of Austria and North Macedonia, who had a previous conviction for trying to join the IS in Syria and had been given early release in December. A probe is underway into why Austria didn't put Fezulay under observation, despite being tipped off by Slovakian authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China temporarily banning the entry of foreigners from at least eight countries as COVID-19 cases rise in Europe and elsewhere. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Washington State Supreme Court says farm workers deserve overtime if they work more than 40 hours a week.
Thursday's 5-4 ruling extends overtime protections for the first time into Washington State's agriculture sector, and its reasoning is expected to apply to other farm workers as well. For the past 60 years, state laws exempted farm workers from classes of workers who are entitled to overtime, but the court found that unconstitutional as applied in the dairy industry. Dairies say it will mean vastly increased labor costs and could prompt more to turn to robotics. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The cost of borrowing for a home continues to decline. Freddie Mac says rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage dropped to a new all-time low this week for the 12th time this year. The average for the 30-year loan declined to 2.78%. That was down from 2.81 last week. By contrast, the rate averaged 3.69% 1 year ago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The 6th of November, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. So that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. What day is today? I mean, yesterday was donut day. So what day is today?
Oh, today's Jersey Friday.
Jersey Friday.
Nachos Day.
Nachos.
And Saxophone Day.
Saxophone. Well, you know, Linda used to play the saxophone.
Did you say sex or sax?
Saxophone.
Saxophone. Oh, okay.
Okay.
The instrument.
You used to play saxophone, didn't you?
I played saxophone in junior high.
Okay.
Alto and tenor.
There you go.
And the flute is the same fingering, and I tried to go to flute, but it just, yeah.
Didn't work.
Then
out.
I lost my interest. Okay. Currently 54 degrees in downtown city. You're laughing because you know. Okay. Chance of showers today with our temperatures around 60, overnight lows tonight with 42. Tomorrow calls for partly sunny with a high of 61, overnight lows of 35. And Sunday our highs will be 56, mostly clear, Sunday night with 35. So we have a cool weekend ahead of us. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Somebody had a good question here. If you don't trust your ballot box, which box do you turn to? That's a good question. And there lies in the danger of something like this, is that people then lose faith in institutions. A lot of people have lost faith in the media, the institution for being the watchdogs, because you don't feel that they are truly non-biased anymore. So you have to, you know, you have to think about that. Joe Biden is not a horrible person. Joe Biden ran on a platform that many of the parts of it, I disagree. Some of the parts, I think, okay, we could try that. Donald Trump ran on a platform that I agree more with. I'm not agreeing with everything that's in it. I can't tell you what I don't agree with. I have not agreed with the fact that the attacks on Trump unceasingly by our non-biased media has been going on for 4 years. I believe the pollsters are in the tank. You can't be this wrong this many times without there being some reason behind it. And here's the other thing I don't believe. I don't believe that the 70 million that voted for Biden, all the 70 million, are socialists wanting to become communist. And I know for sure that all the people that voted for Trump, not all the people, are racist, homophobics, misogynists. You know, you can go on down the line there. And yet they're giving space in the on different platforms from people that are saying that everybody that voted for Trump shouldn't be able to face, put their, you know, look at themselves in the mirror. You know, it just goes on and on and on. But we should be shouting. It's just like you said, honey. We got more Republican women that were elected.
Well, it's just women in general.
Women in general.
We've got, you know, for women who say, you know, or women rights, no matter what party it is, we have women that are, you know, we have more women than ever. 24 more than before.
And the and Pelosi and the who is head of the, you know, the Democratic group in the Congress, they lost ground in Congress to the Republicans, which is on, you know, usually people worried about whoever's running, it's going to impact on the down ticket. The Senate seems to have held, but you know what? In a couple of states where all these kind of strange votes are coming in later and later and later, you have to worry about that. But it was flipped in Colorado and more. Hey, Congressman LaMalfa is on the line. Good morning, Congressman, and congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. Woohoo!
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't quite have the woohoo in me that I should today. But,
well,
well, you know what? It's kind of like this.
But, you know, I shouldn't be that way.
Oh, you're breaking up. You're getting closer. Getting closer to your phone.
Okay.
Okay. Hey.
Well, I missed the flip phone style. It was actually staying close to you.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm extremely grateful for the strong support here as I walk the district here. You know, a lot of towns here the last couple of weeks, and it's indeed very gratifying. And the AP called it the other day. I guess when the AP says it, that makes it official.
Let's hope not. Well, I mean, for you, it's okay. But
yeah,
let's hope it,
right,
because they're calling everything. Did Audrey give you a call? Did Audrey give you a call?
Oh, she hasn't, I think, quite accepted the result yet, so I haven't heard that yet. So, you know.
What's your feelings right now, Congressman?
I'm grave concern about this country and this election and the fraud and the games that we see going on there in Michigan and in Pennsylvania and Nevada, I think, are some of those blatant ones where we see the numbers going very strangely for the president or against the president in that race. I mean, so it's that the fact that a pairing of Biden and Kamala Harris somehow would be seen as a great leadership for this nation. It's just mind-boggling to me.
Kamala Harris didn't make it even into the final six. In the she dropped out in December of last year, and the because nobody
and blamed race for it. And
well,
blamed race for it.
But
she did.
Yeah, she did. But the people of color did not back her. They were not voting for her. Even the people of color. So I don't know how she could do that, but. Is there, you know, I think a big fear is for that Mr. Biden gets elected and within a year he's unable to continue forward. You know, God forbid.
Well, maybe they can weekend at Bernie's for 2 years or so, but I don't know how they can get that far, much farther than that. You know, I mean, his speech seemed coherent here yesterday where, you know, he said we have to stay calm. So they might be able to just short push, move them back behind the door, behind the curtain, and do that for a couple of years. But does it make that much difference? I think he will do whatever those around him. Anyway, he's only ascended because I think he's willing to cede to the demands of
the
squad type people, anyway, yeah. You know. So,
do you?
He will not be a strong leader if this holds. But you know, I don't know that we're. And I'm not just whistling in the cemetery here, but I don't know that we're done yet because. Well, go ahead, ask the question.
Well, I was going to say that when you talk to your Democratic colleagues in confidence, is there any?
No, that doesn't happen very often.
Okay.
Well, you got to get wine in them or something like that, but.
Well, I was just going to ask: were they showing any type of concern about Mr. Biden's abilities?
Well, I don't think they're allowed to say that because once he became was kind of pushed into being their nominee, that's the end of the discussion, you know.
Okay.
So they had to ride whatever horse was Dean in the back room, and I think you saw what happened there on Super Tuesday. There were still several candidates in there, and then all of a sudden they start, you know, Klobuchar dropped out and said, hey, Biden's the guy. because they were trying to stop Bernie. You know,
right.
They were more afraid that Bernie would be too crazy. Bernie probably actually is more, you know, coherent most of the time. But that said, they were going to lose with Bernie, so they all coalesced behind Biden. And 4 years earlier, that probably would have been a good plan. You know, when Hillary was falling down the stairs and falling out of the bus and things like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, they just said, you know, we're just going to go draft Biden and stick him in there. That probably would have worked 4 years ago, given what the electorate, you know, would have been looking at, right? So nothing against Trump on that, but that was a close call against one of the most disliked candidates ever in Hillary, and one that was seen as the sitting vice president that people sort of kind of liked, I guess.
Well, Joe was likable.
It would have worked for Biden 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Here, it's being forced through, I think, by a good level of fraud in Michigan, Pennsylvania. People in Nevada don't even live in Nevada voting. So, anyway, I don't think that anybody that looks at this way should take it sitting down. I think we have to fight this to the very end with the corruption we've seen.
Well, how long? Let me ask this on the other side of the break. Is how long do you think this could go on? The Electoral College, I think, votes what, January 3rd or 6th?
Well, the House is sworn in on the 3rd, so they're not going to do it that day. I imagine it looks, I can't remember right now, but I think it'll be maybe the 4th, maybe the 5th.
Okay. So of
January. But there's several remedies, this, Carl, and that's where there can be some hope here, okay?
Okay, well, let's talk about that.
The Supreme Court. Okay.
Let's talk about that on the other side, if that's okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Welcome back to C5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, today's the 6th, 8:18 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. Looks like we could get rain. We're on the phone with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and you, and when we left, Congressman LaMalfa, you were talking about there's a lot more that can be done here, and not to lose hope.
Well, there's some things that could be done. Yes, you look at let's take Pennsylvania for a moment. You had a Supreme Court ruling when there was only a 4-4 Supreme Court, the High Court, I mean, that they decided not to go take an action on a suit that was brought by the Pennsylvania Republicans to basically have a Pennsylvania uphold the law that they made themselves. I think it was called Act 77 in Pennsylvania. It was that all ballots had to be in by 8 p.m. on election night. And that anything beyond that wasn't legal. So their court, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which it's a Democrat stronghold there. They got all Democrats elected in their statewide to that. Ruled that no, we can have ballots come in for an extra 3 days. They don't necessarily have to have signatures on them or anything either. So you can have blank ballots come in, and you can have them come in days after the election, even though the law on the book specifically provides that it has to be in by 8 p.m.
With signatures.
So out here in California, they can trickle in after they have to be postmarked by 8 p.m. somewhere. So that's what I'm emphasizing in our district for people that were, especially live a long ways from town or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If they were going to mail their ballot, you darn well better get it postmarked, walk it into your local post office, and watch the person stamp it on election day or sooner. Or, you know, at least mail it enough days early that it gets postmarked in Sacramento, because many of these go down through Sacramento. They don't postmark them locally. They run them through a machine down there. So you better do it at least a couple days. So we were telling people that. Anyway, so the Supreme Court now has a 9-person board or, you know, membership. If they were to revisit the Pennsylvania situation now that there's been harm done with the national election and all these ballots coming in, then the Supreme Court can intervene in Pennsylvania. Now, when I went to bed last night, Trump was still a little ahead by a little bit in Pennsylvania. This morning, it's now gone upside down. I watched Georgia go bad last night about, I don't know, 2 a.m. or something like that. So it's upside down for Biden. I don't know that we have the level of corruption that is abnormal in Georgia. You know, I mean, big city stuff that goes on where they keep counting. And I'm not sure how we're going to fix Georgia by continuing to count, or how lawsuits or things like that are going to work. But I think Pennsylvania has a case to be made. I think you revisit Michigan with all the funny business there with where did those, if you know this is alleged or real, you know, you hear there was some 60 or 80,000 ballots dumped in the middle of the night about 3 a.m. that had this straight up spike for Biden in count. Where did that come from? So in that case in Michigan, I'm not sure if that's a legal issue or the legislature can take action. Now, here's what legislators can do, and it's still provided in the Constitution that the legislators ultimately pick the electors. So what happens is that the popular vote in each state determines who the public wants to win, and each legislature still affirms that vote. And so they do it in Sacramento, too. They affirm that we will send these electors to D.C. In that first week of January for the Electoral College. Well, no, they don't do it there, but they do it in their state. This is what we certify in our state with our state's electors, and then those results are sent to the House of D.C. So the what I'm getting at, the legislature can itself override if they determine that the vote was done improperly. So let's break that down. If you find states where you think where they feel strongly enough there was fraud or enough monkey business for the legislature to take that extraordinary action, it can be done. So now look at which of these states where we're having a dispute have Republican-controlled legislatures that can step forward and say, no, this isn't right. We're not going to let this stand. I don't have the list of which legislatures are controlled by Republicans. I think Pennsylvania is. I think maybe Michigan is. Nevada used to be, but I think Nevada's gone pretty bad in recent years with their state legislative elections. So if you hunt around there, you know, you have this opportunity for Supreme Court to take an action, I think, in Pennsylvania pretty directly, maybe another state or two, or Republican-controlled legislators in states where they feel like the fraud was too high. Why do I say Republican-controlled legislators? Well, you both can start laughing if you want. Do you think a Democrat-controlled legislature is going to look at fraud happening in their own state and call that a problem? I'm not holding my breath for that. And Republicans will take much, much heat if any legislature was to do that. You know, like, oh, they're trying to steal the election. You know, they're trying to steal it back, right? So, but they're going to have to be patriots in this thing and see if the evidence is convincing enough, they will have to move forward and do that. In that case, with Arizona still in play, still doable, if Nevada was to flip because of some type of action like this, if Pennsylvania was flipped back and North Carolina is still to be counted, I think that's still enough electors for the president to finally prevail in this situation.
Well, this is, there's a lot of what ifs.
How's your chat room? How's your chat room doing?
Well,
somebody
said that Doug talked about the issues of the North State, and then the next person said, no, Doug is our pipeline to the D.C. Michigas. Let him inform us. And then the Mishkosh, of course, means crazy, senseless behavior back there. The fact is that this election is going to leave either side, no matter who wins, with a really bad taste in your mouth. And one of the questions that's come through our chat room is, if you can't trust a ballot box, what do you trust? And my supposition this morning was that the media and many people have hated Trump since the day he was sworn in because they didn't feel like he was truly the president. And this has been going on for 4 years. And again, the polls were blatantly wrong again. And yet, and then you've got two social media platforms, Facebook and Twitter, which is suppressing a lot of the things that are being said. That some people think, well, he's not truly the president because of, you know, all these other reasons. He's been impeached and all this. Anything goes to get him out of there.
They didn't think he was president last time. They had to dream up something about Russia. To do that. They didn't have, you know, 3 a.m. vote counts for, you know, 150,000 ballots for Trump coming out of some state. They didn't have poll watchers being blocked by Democrat in Democrat cities and by Democrat poll authorities there. We didn't have any of this stuff we're seeing right now going on in 2020 helping Trump in 2016. All they had was a phony Russian narrative or whichever one you want to come up with, and that was all been disproven. They had an impeachment this January anyway. And so, you know, I mean, for what really is going on is that there's about 50% of the population is asleep at the switch or doesn't care anymore about except for what they're going to get from government. And, you know, John F. Kennedy is one of the greatest, you know, political sayings ever. Ask not what your country can do for you. What can you do for your country? That's out the window now, watching this, you know. Now, I'd love to hear what your chat room opinions are here. Does anybody believe this election is sound or isn't fraudulent at this point right now?
Okay, chat room. Do you believe this was a sound election? That was a big point you made in 2016. That we didn't have any of these problems, and now it's. One said we elected him. He's talking about you. They're trying to get the cherry on top of a 4-year endless attack. So. My next question is, I went to bed the other night thinking is that the GOP held the Senate. Should I start worrying about that?
Well, you probably worry about any of it, you know, but,
as your mom probably told you, rain won't do you any good. But that said, we got a problem in Georgia. We have two seats up at the same time because one's a special and one's a regularly scheduled election. And they have this system down there in some of those southern states where you have to have, it's like two primaries in a way. They have a primary for each party, and then if the person, you know, let's just say multiple Republican candidates, if none of them gets 50% in that primary, they have a runoff with the top two Republicans, then they send them to the general election. And so a lot of times they seem to hold these elections on the November election day, so we're fooling around in January electing senators or House members or what have you. So anyway, what that boils down to is we have two Senate seats, it looks like, because one of them did get 50% last night.
Purdue.
And so Purdue, yeah. And the other one, she had a three-way race going there too. She had to knock off another one of my Republican colleagues who questioned what he was thinking there, but he had a burr under his saddle over the deal. So that's Doug Collins, who is a good guy, but I think some of the stuff's gone to his head. So now we got a big freaking mess down there. So we have to now keep these. Those are both keeps. They're not pickups in Georgia. Those two Republican seats. That all said, it looks like Tom Tillis is weathering the storm in North Carolina. Susan Collins won up in Maine. We thought we were going to lose her. We did lose Cory Gardner in Colorado. We did lose Martha McSally in Arizona, at least I think. You know, they still count ballots in Arizona, but I think.
Yeah, but, you know, some people are saying is that she could still, there's still a chance, so for her.
Maybe. I think she's a lot more behind. We were talking about this at the headquarters last night there. I think she's a lot farther behind in Arizona than Trump is, so it's just that much higher of a hurdle.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, some of these states, we're going to have to prove some level of fraud to get an intervention by a court or by a legislature. I don't think they can do that in Georgia or Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a room to make that argument in Nevada. But, you know, here we go, that you say, well, you're going to have to go through the ballots. No, recounting, they're not going to do anything, per se, because, you know, some of the experts I've been chatting with or conversing or, you know, reading say, you know, once these ballots are all mixed, you can't distinguish there. So in some cases, you'd have to take a radical step of saying, we're just invalidating this election, you know, in this state, in this county, in this zone, and make them go do it over. And that's, I think, unprecedented, and that's a super long shot. But that's how a lot of people feel right now because, you know, I think many people feel like this election is not valid now due to the hijinks in some of these states that are battleground states. And I would also submit that just about any urban area you can find funny business there with the way ballots are handled, how they're processed, revoted. And these are all Democrat strongholds, and there seems to be no compunction by them in these areas that fair play in elections matters. They think that their agenda is so righteous and holy that by any means works. So,
hey, Congressman,
our side is going to have to throw down here. Okay.
Yeah. And we need to take a 2-minute break. But when we come back, there was a bright light, and that was in the House. From what I'm reading, is the Democrats are furious about what happened in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, we're still in the minority, though. We're not going to be in the majority.
No.
Pelosi's still going to be in charge or whoever they put up. So, you know.
But let's talk about that and when we get back.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy is a super, super individual with great professional acumen when it comes to insurance and financial. Her business continues to expand. She's been doing this since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, give her a call at 221-0441. We have our insurance with Judy. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMuffa.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our Veterans Day weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:35 in the morning, the 6th of November, and it's about 56 degrees out there. It looks like we're going to get some rain today, though it is kind of starting to clear off. So.
Chance of showers, high of 60, overnight lows of 42 this weekend. Partly sunny on Saturday, 61, Saturday night, 35, Sunday, high of 56, and overnight lows of 35.
Okay. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, better known discounts for seniors and veterans, Man's Last Stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478, which I'm doing today, to see if I can get my hair cut. We're here with Congressman Doug LaMaffa. And, Congressman, you know, even though that they didn't flip the House, there was a lot of good news coming out of for the House of Representatives.
Well, certainly it looks like we've eaten into the Democrat majority in the House there. I was sent a statistic last night. If all the races that Republicans are leading in hold, we would have that down to 221 to 214 in the House, which that's a pretty narrow little pedestal for Mrs. P to stand on for you know, pulling some of the stuff she's doing or tried to do now, because the number before was they were in the 230s. So we had right at 200 when we had all of our people in place at one time. So that's you know, that's significant. We have a lot of new women that have come in as Republican, that have been declared winners in that. So, you know, it's getting rid of some of the old white guy look going there, too. But that said, I don't want to dismiss that. These are some really, really great ladies that are coming in and great patriots. So, you know, we're looking a little better on that front, but Mrs. Pelosi still has power there and sets the agenda. So I'm enthused that we made an improvement, but we still have a very difficult row to hoe if that combined with the White House is what the power structure is. We were talking about the Senate before the break a little bit, and I do believe that by the time the dust has settled in Georgia, we still have 52, probably no worse than 51 Republican senators, which that will make a lot of, it will be able to block a lot of bad things coming across from the House and bad confirmations, or, you know, bad appointees at the Biden administration should that become true. I'm having a hard time saying that, Carl. This is just unbelievable that this country would watch a guy in the basement for 7 months and has no agenda other than I'm not Trump. Well, and Kamala Harris is a sidekick who is such a dangerous, dangerous person who, as you mentioned, and you know, we were talking about in the first segment, too, she couldn't even stay in the top five through December. She had a great grand kickoff in Oakland when she first announced her campaign, Kamala, you know, for the people, right? That was just a packaged, choreographed, Hollywood-type deal. And it was downhill ever since. When they started asking her questions, she didn't have answers, or she'd put flop on them. And watching at the debates, you know, when someone says, well, I got a $2 trillion climate change plan, the next one says, I got a $5 trillion. Well, mine's a $10 trillion. You know, she was like always the highest bidder on whatever crazy different, what do you get rid of straws? Yeah, let's ban straws across the whole country. She has no rudder. I think it's just a political weather vane. And that could well be in charge within 2 years if they can't, you know, keep Joe Weekend at Bernie's long enough to get him through a whole term.
Well, let's hope they can.
Anybody know what Weekend at Bernie's is?
I don't know. Weekend at Bernie's is when the two guys were with a guy named Bernie, and Bernie died, and they had to act like he was alive for the whole weekend, and it was a comedy.
Right.
And so that's what the congressman is referring to. Let's hope it's not that.
Well, you know, that's probably maybe not the best joke, but I'm just looking for shreds of things to keep a flicker going here, because this, you know, I just look at what the aggressive. Well, just take Gavin Newsom out there. If you want a snapshot of what this would look like, just take what they're doing in Sacramento on how they're manipulating this COVID situation to be much worse than it has to be for business, for our basic freedoms and all that. Oh, my God, you're not for wearing a mask. Oh, you know, I mean, you got the mask Nazis running around, you know. But I think that's been manipulated, and that was one piece of this election that was used. But if you want to see a snapshot of what the country would look like, now, Gavin obviously has a legislature that will give him whatever he wants. So they've got, I think, in the state assembly, it's going to be 62-18. Democrats to Republicans. They have more than a three quarters, which is obviously bigger than a two thirds. They can do whatever they want. Be close to that too. So at least we have the break of the U.S. Senate in the federal government, but the executive actions, the appointees that they're going to make. I heard a bit that the EPA chief, he's looking at Mary Nichols
from California. Yeah.
Who's the boss of CARB and all the unreasonableness CARB lays down. I mean, your cars would be gone, okay? It'll be electric cars, you know, Lollapalooza here soon with these guys in charge. Oh, but electric cars are so great. Yeah, where's electricity come from? You know, we had blackouts because there wasn't enough power that could be generated during the peak heat season here. And then we have, you know, the public safety power shutoffs. Is there one this morning? A lot of wind out here. I haven't heard yet, but we can't even run a power grid in this state. And so, I'm sorry, Carl Lind, I'm not very happy this morning.
Well, one of the questions
I have a seat on this roller coaster here.
Yeah.
And I watch every day what goes on in D.C. and it's basically my professional life. And this is not going to give us tools to preserve our liberty, our basic freedoms, our choices that is laid down in the Constitution. So we have to fight this fraudulent election with every breath we have and every maneuver we have until we're either soundly, completely defeated or something almost miraculous happens. You know, you might say, if you're a Trump voter, if you're a conservative, if you're pro-life, if you're anything aligns with what the president, an imperfect man, but, you know, that it was a miraculous deal that he won in 2016. The Democrats are complacent. They were listening to the polls that Hillary had a 97% chance of winning. And so she didn't bother to campaign in Wisconsin and Michigan, and she just kind of rode it in. And so they got a bit surprised by that. This time they organized. They got Google. They got all the Silicon Valley weirdos lined up with them. And, you know,
Vote. How many hundreds of times have you been reminded to vote and register and all this stuff by them and Facebook, and how they can give you all this expertise? You got all the Hollywood crowd. Well, Doug, are you against people registering and voting? Well, I kind of like the idea of informed voters. I like the idea that the ballots are secure. I like the idea that the voter rolls actually reflect voters that are alive or that live in the jurisdiction that the ballot is sent to, and that they're legal citizen voters. So, you know, that wasn't purged at all. That wasn't cleaned up at all before this election. Now, you know, maybe some counties that have more stronger, more ethical things in place there. But the moment you talk about that in a broad discussion, a national discussion, you're a racist. You're trying to make certain people not vote. You're suppressing votes. You're doing all that. And the Dems get away with a lot of that because of the lapdog media. So we spend a lot of time just overcoming the lies on that from people that are gullible somewhere in the middle of all that, saying, well, are they trying to take the vote away from me? You know, based on my color and all this. Like, well, no, it has nothing to do with that. If you're a legal citizen, if you live in a jurisdiction, if you're alive, then you get the vote.
We're going to need to take a two-minute break. You know, one of the questions is there any political action taking place to eliminate public radio and television monetary support from the federal budget? I can imagine I know what the answer to that is. That's not going to happen.
That goes up and down. But there's too much momentum behind keeping some level of it around. So
yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm not necessarily against them, but I don't know why they can't sell ads. You know, for the man's last stronghold too. You know. So.
Well, Well, anyway. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a 2-minute break, and we're going to be right back.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:48 in the morning, the 6th of November, 56 degrees out there, going up to 61 today, with a low of 45 tonight, with a chance of showers tonight. Tomorrow, down to 63 and a low of 37. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans, and during the month of November gives another discount to veterans. So you'll get a double discount if you give them a call at 365-3793. We're on the phone with Congressman LaMalfa, and we have a caller. Sandy, good morning. Do you have a question?
Good morning. I do.
Okay.
California has 55 electoral votes. Why can't we do, like, I think it's Georgia, who can separate their electoral votes?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Congressman, did you hear that?
Good question. We had a movement back when I was in the state legislature to see if we could put that together, you know, and it wasn't going to happen legislatively, so there was some push to just, could we get this on the ballot? But, you know, it's hard to put things on the ballot unless somebody wants money for it. So that didn't happen. But you do have that situation in Maine and Nebraska.
Yes, Nebraska. States,
yeah. Where they
is it Nebraska?
Yeah.
We have 58 counties in California. And we know Shasta County voted for Donald Trump, so why can't we have one electoral vote that goes for Donald Trump? That's basically what I'm thinking.
Okay, Sandy, thanks
because
a lot.
The Democrats will never agree to pass legislation. If it was placed on the ballot, you would have gazillions of dollars being spent by environmental groups, labor unions, and trial lawyers to stop that, too, because they like California having that block of votes they don't have to think about. If it was split up otherwise, you'd probably see that the 55 electoral votes would go, at this point, probably 44 to 11 Democrat to reap. So it would water it down a little bit. If it was done by it wouldn't go by county, because those things are generally broken out by House congressional districts, and so we're at the situation, and then the two extra to boot go with what are that are basically assigned to the two senators. Those this goes with the majority of what the House seats broke out. So right now in California, with some of the pickups we were optimistically talking about, we're going to get David Valadao in the Valley, it looks like, and two of them in Orange County, you know, Michelle Steele and Young Kim look like they're going to survive this, as well as we'll keep the seat of Mike Garcia, which is down in that Lancaster area. He was elected in a special election a few months ago. Great guy, Mike is. He replaced that gal Katie Hill that had that throuple problem, you know. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so to wrap that question up, it would be done. The other states, it's done by congressional districts. We have 53 congressional districts. Right now, you know, things go well. We could have up to 11 Republicans in California out of 53 total House members. So it would probably break pretty similarly in a presidential election. So it would help water down California a little bit. It'd be like,
but don't most states have a winner take all type thing?
The 48 of them do.
Yeah, so 48 of the 50 states have a winner take all, and I've always wondered about that. That you get, if you ever had 54% of California voting blue and 46 voting red, that it's still your vote will all go to the blue side, or if you're in a red state, it all goes to the red side. I don't know what kind of difference that would make, but it'd be interesting to see if it goes.
Yeah, you would have California, if it was 50.1%, you'd still have to break it out.
Right. Right.
The congressional seats, and you would get, if we were at 50.1, we'd probably have a lot more congressional seats for success.
That's true.
You know, but Trump, I think, was almost two-thirds. 65-35 election? So the issue there, though, is something you'd have to think about, is if California did it, it'd be fine. We'd go, yeah, hey, good for us. But if every state did it, it wouldn't be that much different than the push to get rid of the Electoral College and go to popular vote, because that would basically be a fairly close reflection of popular vote in every state.
That's
Does
true.
That make sense to you?
Yeah, no, that's true. It would be. What about the one of the questions coming in is, are they going to get, you know, or is there going to be another stimulus for the economy, or is that just going to continue to be held up?
Well, I don't like this terminology, stimulus. The government has no business throwing money around trying to stimulate an economy, okay? Those $1,200 checks, I mean, if it's costing $6,000 worth of spending to get them out, then we're simply adding debt onto the other end here. So, you know, the unemployment was one thing to help people bridge the gap here. But who anticipated back in last March that, we just need 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Well, let's make it four. We don't know. We don't know if we have the bubonic plague, if we have a glorified cold or flu here. So this thing has been strung out much longer, partly because of real reasons, partly because of manipulation, I think. So, so for a package to come forward, you know, Mrs. Pelosi was going to have to move towards what the Senate was proposing, which was closer to, you know, $1 billion. At one point, I think they came down to trillion. this trillion number is becoming too easy to say.
Yeah, a billion is not what it used to be.
So this is just debt being stacked onto the national debt, and that's all for someone to pay in the future or someone to suffer with in the future if there's a collapse of the financial system because of such huge debt, or it's the collapse of our credit ratings or credit around the world or confidence with anybody doing business with the government, and then basically the service on that debt just inhaling the rest of the economy. So some might say, well, Doug, we haven't said anything about national debt till now. Well, what do you want me to say? We've tried to right the economy under this administration here, and we're pretty successful at that. And so limiting spending is important because that's where new national debt comes from. And I also felt it was extremely important we get our military back up to speed from what had been neglect the previous 8 years, and I think we've done pretty well at that. We've gotten the VA turned in a much better direction, I think. So those things cost money too. But if you're not defending your borders, if you're not defending your homeland effectively in China, and other entities see the threat that they can be to you because we're basically sitting on our hands with our military readiness and other things, then a lot of the other things that the government would be trying to do in place of a strong military is going to become maybe a moot point. So those have been the priorities, getting a strong economy back going, trying to limit government and put things back more in the hands of the people, and having a strong military to protect all these things. So that's where I would answer where we are on current national debt. But we've taken this COVID deal and added $3 trillion on top of that. And Mrs. Pelosi wanted to do $3 trillion in the later bill, the so-called HEROES Act, which, you know, some people were skewering me during the election saying, Doug LaMalfa voted against aid to businesses and to people because he didn't vote for the HEROES Act. Well, here's a little news flash. I did support the three previous bills that were $3 trillion that put so much money out there to help businesses and to help keep the unemployment flowing. That was probably a little too generous, but some of these things were required in order to just get a consensus to get these things quickly through Congress. You know, so ask most of your small businesses around there that were trying to get people to come back to work when they were able to open, and how many people were saying, "Well, I can make more at home on the unemployment." You know,
well, that's pretty much it.
Many people really needed it. So our deal was like, well, we'll support the small businesses by asking them to continue to pay people so they can make their payments or, you know, at home, but that we will also reimburse those businesses for that with this money. But if you call it stimulus, I'm going to have a problem with that, because indeed this is just emergency funding, okay? This is not supposed to be the government throwing money around. Because every dollar the government throws around to try and stimulate things costs you two.
Hey, Congressman,
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yes. Congratulations
thanks
on your win.
Your thoughts and your input today.
And let's get, and I realize that there's, you know, there's a lot of adversity out there, but we know you're going to come back with your usual optimistic self next month. And things will be cleared up.
Well, yeah, this is a tough week, and I think you've heard a pretty raw view of it from me here, but I've never been on this show to give you a candy-coated rah-rah deal in this. I mean, except when there is some rah-rah, right?
But, yeah.
You know, I mean, because I'm not that kind of a politician. I'm not going to do that to you or listeners or constituents because, you know, if you're not getting the real deal, you don't know how to prepare. So I'm sorry I'm a little bit...
So I think is if this
fired
was,
up or cynical yeah. today, but this is a grave moment right now, not just in the outcome of a single election or a single president, but a precedent that's being that would be allowed to happen. That hey, we can just do this stuff in an election, and people are going to be told, oh, just accept the outcome. You know, that's our democracy. This is not democracy. You know, I think of Gladiator, Maximus there, he's stepping into the arena and says, there was a vision that was Rome. This is not it. And so that's what I'm going to